This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and other related topics, as long as they're related, kind of. We'll get into whatever you want to get into. You're running the show today, folks. You're the producer. Well, Chris Klaproth is the producer. He's taking your phone calls, but you're my co-host, because we're going to talk about what, you know, what you happen to call in about. But I've got a couple of topics you might want to consider. Three in particular. The new game laws, some of the changes to the upcoming hunting season. We'll get into that whenever, you know, somebody calls and wants to talk about it, wants to know about the, you know, the deer limits and all that stuff. We also have a news piece here on counting cats, feral cats. In the District of Columbia, it's a full-time job now for a couple of people. $1.5 million program financed in part by the Humane Society. I'm assuming that's the Humane Society of the United States. It didn't go that far, but it's the Humane Society. Human Rescue Alliance, Humane Rescue Alliance, whatever that is, Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute, and PetSmart Charities. It aims to create an accurate estimate of the entire cat population, including pet cats, in order to better manage it. There you go. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about, I said, the deer season. The bear lottery is now open for Maryland black bears. But here's the story that caught my attention the most this week. This is yesterday evening from The Hill publication. The author, the writer, is Morgan Gestalter. And he filed this story 5:37 yesterday. Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he would reject an endorsement from the National Rifle Association, the NRA, if it gave him one. Hogan spoke to a group of students at Great Mill High School on Thursday, months after a 16-year-old girl was killed during a school shooting, the Washington Post reported. The remarks also come weeks after a gunman killed five people inside the office of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, the state's capital. Quote, Amelia Chassie, a Hogan spokeswoman. I'm surprised that somebody actually used a gender. He told them he wasn't expecting it and didn't want it. He doesn't think the NRA are big fans of his at the moment. Let me read that again. Hogan spokeswoman Amelia Chassie said of an endorsement by the NRA, the National Rifle Association, he told them he wasn't expecting it and didn't want it. He doesn't think the NRA are big fans of his at the moment. Hogan, who's running for re-election in the largely blue state, has signed several gun control blank in recent months despite having received an NRA endorsement during his first gubernatorial campaign in 2014. After the March school shooting, Hogan said prayers are not enough of a response and called for action. He rejected President Trump's call to arm teachers after the Parkland, Florida school shooting and pushed for other school safety improvements. Hogan signed a series of bills into law in April that addressed gun violence. The bills include a ban on bump stocks, which allow for guns to fire at a higher rate of speed. He also signed a so-called red flag law, which allow law enforcement officers to obtain a court order to confiscate guns from individuals who pose a threat to themselves or others. I want to hear your opinion. I want to hear your opinion on our governor, Larry Hogan, telling the NRA he wasn't expecting an endorsement and didn't want it. He doesn't think the NRA are big fans of his at the moment. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. That's our contact number. You heard the information. I read the story verbatim from The Hill based on a story from The Washington Post. Your comments. I know, you're stunned. I understand it. But get yourself together. Pick up that phone. Go to where it says phone on your phone pad there and hit 410-922-6680. Really would like to hear from you on this one. Really want to know what our listeners think about our governor. Are you shocked? Are you surprised? Are you concerned? Are you alarmed? Does it affect the way you would vote as a gun owner or Second Amendment supporter? What words would you have for the governor on this issue? Really? Okay. I'm seeing the name as it comes in. Very interesting. I mean, come on, let's hear your thoughts. Ready to go? And that's the name. Is this person a familiar caller to this station? You think somebody who calls himself Blue Skunk could be using a fake name? Blue Skunk. Hey. Yeah, good morning. Blue Skunk, that's your name, huh?
I don't know how I got Blue Skunk. Bruce became Blue Skunk. I don't know. I know it's early in the morning.
Bruce.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't smart.
All right, Bruce. All right. We'll clear that up, and we'll get
I'm going to stick with that Blue Skunk from now on.
Well, we're going to get Chris's hearing checked. I mean, he spent a lot of time with headphones on, so you never know.
No, that's no problem.
Okay, Bruce, what's up?
So, I'm not even a gun owner. No, lots of gun owners support the Second Amendment. So, you know, I think Larry's leaning a little further left to make sure he gets elected. He's pandering to certain people. He's a little left on some other issues, but I don't want to get into that. But, you know, like I've always said, the NRA isn't the boogeyman. They're not the problem. I would assume that most people that are members of the NRA, whether they do or do not own a gun, realize what NRA is about: education and gun safety. And I would assume the majority of the people that are NRA that own firearms, like you, are sportsmen, or that are gun collectors, or that like the target shoot, or own a firearm, in their home for protection and don't want to point a gun at anybody in anger. But, you know, it gets into the point where they blame the NRA. Anytime there's an incident, multi-shooting, multi-victim shooting, it's always the NRA's fault. It gets to be ridiculous. They're the boogeyman. The problem with the people that either don't lock their guns up, don't secure them, whether they have children in their house, or the people that are shooting and killing each other, the homicides. I live in Baltimore City. I would assume most of the gangbangers and the drug dealers, their guns are stolen or whatever issue it is that are killing each other. That's the gun culture I'd be concerned with. One other thing, incidentally, about 2.5 weeks ago, I overhear a conversation in a fast food restaurant in Dundalk where some goofball bought some gun for $20. Yeah, some Glock, you know? And I think, this is the kind of, on the street, that's the kind of gun person should never own a gun. Doesn't mean they're going to use it in the commission of a crime or anything, but that's the thing. It's ridiculous. So I'll leave it there.
All right, Bruce, Blue Skunk, we appreciate it very much.
Well, listen.
Well said, man. Well said. I give you a lot of credit there. Well said.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Paul in Ferndale. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good.
I don't know if I can top that last guy. He really had it going.
He made a lot of sense, didn't he?
He certainly did. I think the thing with the governor is I think he's looking for votes.
Okay.
And then, as far as your gun safety goes, you don't ever hear them bring up that shooting that happened in Southern Maryland. There was an armed security guard there that stopped the gunman there. It could have been worse than it was.
That's where he was speaking. He was speaking at Great Mill High School on Thursday in Southern Maryland, where the 16-year-old girl was killed. But the writer fails to mention the fact that an armed security man with a gun stopped the shooter.
Exactly.
When you have a bad person with a gun, one of the very few ways to stop that person is to call a good person with a gun.
Yep. And if you don't have the armed security guards there on the scene, you're waiting for the officers to show up. By the time they get there, who knows what could have happened?
Well, the Capitol Gazette shooting, which was a horrific tragedy. Those innocent people were murdered by a deranged madman who came into the office. I give the world a credit to the 60-some-year-old woman who charged a guy armed with nothing but a wastebasket.
Yep.
A plastic wastebasket. And was gunned down by a shotgun blast and killed.
Wow.
But she saved several other lives in doing that. Now, my question is, who is the guy with the carry permit that didn't pull his weapon and attempt to stop it?
There was somebody there that had a carry permit?
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, his permit should be revoked.
Well, I don't know. This is what you hear, that there was a person on the scene with a concealed carry permit with a firearm in their desk. Is that the story? Correct story, Chris? Have you heard that? No, you didn't hear that? Okay. Well,
I'll have to research
that. Yeah, we'll have to research that and get back to me on that a little bit. But that's what I believe I have heard, and maybe somebody else, if I heard incorrectly, they can tell me that. But
I mean, they're so hard to get here in Maryland.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
So that would have prevented even more tragedy if that.
Perhaps.
In fact, it's true. Yeah.
Perhaps. You know, the police. They tell me the police were on the scene within 60 seconds.
Wow.
That is also difficult to believe.
Yes.
But, you know, you can do a lot of carnage with a shotgun, a pump shotgun,
oh, yes,
in less than a minute. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, no particular comment on that. Just the fact that he might be pandering and looking for votes.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think that's part of it. The NRA does a lot of good things. I mean, you know, you don't, like the other guy said, you don't even have to be a gun owner. My preacher, he's not a gun owner, and he's a member of the NRA.
Sure. Sure.
So, I mean,
they defend the Second Amendment.
Yes.
All right. They have lobbyists to influence policy to protect and preserve the Second Amendment.
Yes, as okay. well as education, like he was saying.
Education is
a
big part
of education.
Exactly, and I've got a good acquaintance in the NRA in the Hunter Services Division. I've known him for years and years and years. You know, the NRA has their lobbyist in Annapolis. And that's another whole story, but you know, the NRA is almost, you know, like a hate group in Annapolis when they're testifying. They really are. I mean, that's how they're regarded. I mean, they really are. They have the NRA has no respect in Annapolis. So.
Well, I can believe it. I mean, we're in the blue state.
Well, of course, of course. So. All right, brother.
Firearms, you know.
Yeah.
Have you ever made it to their museum, the NRA museum?
I have not, but that's on the bucket list.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stop. I go down there for treatment, so it's down in Fairfax, and I'm going to go by there one day.
I need to take a tour of that whole deal down there. I think that would be fascinating. So.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Yep.
All right.
All right, buddy.
You have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Paul.
All right.
See you
bye.
Later, buddy. Bye-bye. There goes what I do here. Jim in Denton, good morning. Jim.
I got one word for Hogan, rhino.
Yeah.
He's a rhino, and when it comes to voting day for me, I'm putting in the blank my father, the same thing that he put in the blank for Trump.
Well, he did do that.
There's
no question.
And that's one thing about us conservatives. We're like elephants, man. We remember. And fool me once, you ain't fooling me twice.
Hmm.
He's a rhino. And as far as Maryland, Maryland's gone anywhere. I grew up in Maryland. I love Maryland. It's become a socialist state. And the very moment I don't need to live here anymore, I'm gone.
Got it.
I'm out of here.
All right, Jim. Well, look, I'm glad you weighed in on that. I'm not passing judgment on the man. I'm listening for comments from.
Passing judgment, us conservatives put him in office.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And one of our main values is the Second Amendment.
That is true. That you
and
have
you get
to
an endorsement from the NRA, and then you spit it back at him. I don't think so. That don't fly with me.
Jim, thanks for weighing in on that.
Have a great day.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Officer Claude in Arbutus.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Al?
I'm well. How are you?
How's your wife? Good?
Yeah, she's good. She stayed home today. She's got some other things going on. So.
Okay, I'm going to school people on the law when it comes to a carry permit. What you can do.
When it comes to what?
A handgun permit. What you can do and what you can't do.
Go right ahead.
I'm a licensed private detective. Now,
right.
Let's say I walk into a store, like a high store, any kind of grocery store, and I see an armed robbery in progress.
Right.
And I see a guy with a gun.
Right.
Now, I got to make a decision. Should I shoot this guy to protect the people, or am I going to hurt the people? Well, if I can get a clear shot to protect these people, I can take the shot and it be a justified shooting because there's no mens rea, which means criminal intent. I had no criminal intent.
I know what mens rea is. I know exactly what mens rea is a lot.
Well, a lot of people don't. But anyway.
Right.
But let's say somebody's walking down the street with a baseball bat swinging and trying to crack somebody's head open.
Right.
I can defend that person as well because they can't defend themselves.
Right.
And I will not be convicted in a court of law.
Right.
Because I had no criminal intent.
Right.
And as a private detective, you can carry 24/7 as long as you're working an investigation or you're the owner of the business.
Right.
But I don't agree with everything Governor Hogan does, but I love the governor. don't get me wrong, and I feel sorry for the people at the Capitol Gazette, but if the guy had a gun permit and a handgun, there was no jury in the world going to convict that man if he blew that guy away.
Of course not.
Eliminated the threat.
Or any police officer that would have, you know, taken the shot.
Right.
But apparently they didn't have to. And the guy was captured, you know, without incident, I guess. So.
And even a guy, even with a gun permit, you can come to the aid of a police officer as well if you had to.
Right.
And defend him.
Sure.
Because I had an incident. I'm retired now, and I was working my job as an investigator, and there was an armed robbery, and the two suspects were running, and the police had no backup. And I went with the officer, and we took the guys down and locked them up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your civic duty. That was wonderful.
Well, I always help the police.
Sure.
Once a cop, always a cop. You ever heard that old saying?
I've heard that many times. Boys, Brotherhood of the Brotherhood of the Blue.
Right. Once a fisherman, always a fisherman.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. All right. Well, listen. I appreciate the information and your opinion on the governor's stand on that. So, thank you very much.
Okay, my friend.
All right, buddy. Bye bye. All right, there it begins. It begins. We want to hear more, much more. All right, let me tell you about a couple of folks here that you're going to like me telling you about. And one of them is Papa John's Farm down there in Severn. You know, summer it's hot, but it's picnic time, it's family get-togethers, it's camping trips, it's corn on the cob and fresh tomatoes and cold melons. Oh, my gosh. The Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm, they got a suggestion for you. When you're steaming your crabs, get some corn, steam it right in there with the crab, put a little crab seasoning on there. You'll have a delicious treat when you're having your crabs. Oh, boy, hot corn and crab spice. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, head to Schillinger, Papa John's Farm in Severn. Their enormous produce barn, they have their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes. They're ready. They're squash, zucchini, peppers and onions, green beans and cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes and sweet watermelons. Most of it grown right there on their farms on the Eastern Shore and in Anne Arundel County. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97 at exit 12. Did I tell you Kathy made sausage and rice stuffed tomatoes with mozzarella cheese? Baked in the oven the other night. Good stuff. Anyway, you can get those beautiful tomatoes and make your own recipes of whatever you like there. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12. Did I say Kathy? Oh, my God. I apologize, Robin. Robin, Robin, Robin. Robin made tomatoes. I'm going to get a text. Anyway. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97, exit 12, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. Call 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, from 9 to 7 and Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number again, 410-969-8810. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, Chesapeake Outdoors right there on Route 50. I mean, just off of Route 50. Exit 39B, Dominion Road, right after you cross the Bay Bridge. Everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing on the Chesapeake Bay and the tidal rivers and freshwater. They've got live bait, frozen bait, chum. They got alewives. They got crab bait. All you could, anything you can need for crabbing, all the pots and trot lines, and even they got the extra tough boots and the Grundon clothes if you know you want to get out there in the rain and do your crabbing. It's all good. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Hey, get ready for bow season, too. That's coming up September 7th. They've got the Raven crossbows, the Matthew bows, all the Hoyt bows are on sale. Excalibur and Barnett and Mission and 10-point and Carbon Express crossbows, custom arrows and bow tuning, all the shotguns and ammunition, too. Yeti coolers, Costa, sunglasses, and Bubba Blade knives. Anything and everything at Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island, 410-604-2500. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Let's talk to Bill in Linthicum. Good morning, Bill. How are you? Hello, Bill.
How are you doing?
I'm good, you?
I'm good. I listen to this show quite a bit, but I've never called in.
Well, I'm glad you called.
And this deal with the governor.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it, but I think he's trying to pull in some voters on the left side by saying he's not for it, or he don't want their money or whatever. But,
He doesn't want their endorsement. He got their endorsement in 2014. Okay.
Yeah.
And all of us gun owners went, yeah, right. Okay. Right on, brother.
Yeah.
Right on. You're going to defend the Second Amendment.
Yeah. I'm not happy with it. And to be honest with you, this is the first I heard it from you this morning.
It just happened yesterday.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Right.
But to have these guys saying they're not going to vote for him because of that, I know how they feel. I don't like it.
Okay.
But what's been jealous? You got to look at the alternative. What about Ben Jealous?
Yeah, it's pretty stark, isn't it, the difference?
If he don't want to take the money, so I'm looking at Ben Jealous. And what do we got to lose when the Second Amendment if we got Ben Jealous? Because
I get that. And here's what you have to understand, and here's what everybody has to understand, Bill. We have a Republican governor, okay? But the majority in the House and the majority in the Senate are Democrats. The Democrats are in charge of all the committees that make all the decisions that accept or reject laws. The Democrats are in the majority when it comes to voting. So if a Democrat sponsors a gun control bill like this red flag law that says law enforcement officers are able to obtain a court order to confiscate guns from individuals who pose a threat to themselves or others without any justification, you can call in, and if you, Bill in Linthicum, have a gun and your neighbor's pissed off at you and he thinks that you're a threat, he can call law enforcement, say, hey, this guy, Bill Linthicum, he's got a gun over there, and I'm a little worried about him. They're going to show up at your door, whether you have a criminal record or not. They can get a court order. They can come in. They can confiscate your guns pending an investigation. What if it's the first day of hunting season? What if it's the middle of hunting season? What if you've done nothing wrong except drive up into your driveway and pull your gun case out of the back of your truck and somebody doesn't like it? Okay? What do you think about that? That bill was signed by the governor. You know what bill wasn't signed by the governor? The bill to raise the poaching penalties against people who violate the law and kill our natural resources against the law. He didn't sign that. He let it become law without his signature. But he signed the red flag law that will allow law enforcement to get a court order and take your guns without due process.
Well, there's other laws that he signed that I wasn't for. With this, it has nothing to do with your show, but it had the transgenders and homosexuals as children. You can't even take your own kids to have them tested and try to help them out.
Everybody has their own interest. Okay.
He hadn't done some good things.
Strikes at the heart of what this show is about, defending the Second Amendment. Okay. And there's some other things in the hunting world that we have been working on for months and months and months. And, you know, in the outdoors, there are some other things that we are concerned with. So I'm just putting this out there that I'm just trying to get an opinion on what our listeners think about the governor of Maryland rejecting an endorsement from the NRA. And here's what his spokesman said again. Hogan spokesman Emilian Chassie said of an endorsement from the National Rifle Association, he told them he wasn't expecting it and didn't want it. He doesn't think the NRA are big fans of his at the moment. Quote,
well, I can
quote,
agree with that.
Okay. All right, Bill. Got to go. Thanks. Bye-bye. Good morning, Miss Fran. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm calling about this governor thing.
You met the governor.
Yeah, I did meet him. And I was crazy about him, especially when he went through his personal illness. He handled it like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. Loyalty deserves respect and commitment. You know, I don't know who he's listening to that he thinks he'll get the votes from, but you got some people that are loud and back you up verbally, but they don't show up at the polls like they should.
Right.
When you take the NRA in numbers, you take the conservative people in numbers, and you take the people that don't feel comfortable with the opposition. They're going to show up at the polls. And you know what would be poetic justice, perhaps? They all unite on a write-in. And they may find themselves, for the first time, a governor that lost to a write-in. And one little point. You know these young people in school that marching out of the school to protest gun violence in the school?
Right.
They need to turn around and look in the mirror. Because most of the shooting is done by one of their own. Why don't they start programs in school? Maybe they need an Amber Alert. Johnny broke up with Susie last week. Be on the lookout.
Well, you never know. That's kind of how that all comes down, you know? Or the kid is weird, you know. He's a nerd. He's really weird. He wears his weird glasses, and he's always sticks to himself. He's a weird dude, you know. And then let's bash him on social media and Facebook, and let's ridicule him in the classroom, and let's pants him, and let's write something on him, and let's just bully the the hell out of them. Okay?
Those students need to clean their own house before they come out telling the rest of the world what to do.
Out of your mouth? No question.
All right.
All right, dear. Sorry I cut you off a couple weeks ago.
We were real tight on time. No. You know I'm not that sensitive.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, friend. Interesting topic, huh? If you're just joining us, Republican Governor Larry Hogan says he would reject an endorsement from the National Rifle Association if it gave him one. Hogan spoke to a group of students at Great Mill High School on Thursday, months after a 16-year-old girl was killed during a school shooting, the Washington Post reported. The remarks also came weeks after a gunman killed five people inside the office of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, the state's capital. The two issues had nothing to do with the other. According to Governor Hogan's spokeswoman, Amelia Chase, she said of the endorsement, he told them, the NRA, he wasn't expecting it and didn't want it. Now, it doesn't specify if he said that to the NRA or if he said that to the kids. That's not clear who he said that to. He said he doesn't think the NRA are big fans of his at the moment. Hogan is running for re-election in the largely blue state. He signed several gun control blank, it doesn't say what, but it's laws, in recent months, despite having received an NRA endorsement during his first gubernatorial campaign in 2014. After the March school shooting, Hogan said prayers are not enough of a response and called for action. He rejected President Trump's call to arm teachers after the Parkland, Florida shooting and pushed for other school safety improvements. Hogan signed a series of bills into law in April that addressed gun violence, included the ban on bump stocks, which allow for guns to fire at a higher rate of speed. He also signed a so-called red flag law, which allows law enforcement officers to obtain a court order to confiscate guns from individuals who pose a threat to themselves or others. This is from The Hill magazine or article or online, whatever, by Morgan Gestalter at 5:37 p.m. yesterday, The Hill. Let's talk to Joe in Westminster. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Fine.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I have a curiosity question. scores of times I see in the sports page the hunters showing their deer catch, and the deer always have their wide, beautiful eyes staring into the picture.
Right.
And so therefore I was wondering, do deer have eyelids?
Yes, of course they do.
That's what I figured, but I've never seen them that way. That's why I had.
Yeah, they pass away. They pass away with their eyes wide open. They sure do.
I see. Okay, thank you, Alan.
Here's a clue. If you're a deer hunter and you walk up to the deer that you've just shot with whatever, rifle, shotgun, bow, and it has its eyes closed, you better be ready because it's still alive.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, here's a question I have for you, Joe.
Okay.
Why do they have their tongues hanging out in those pictures?
Because they're hungry.
No. They have the dead shots. You know, guys, you always see these deer pictures with the deer's tongue hanging out the side of its mouth. Do you know why that is?
No.
They don't have a middle finger.
Okay.
All right, we got to go.
Thank you.
All right, Joe.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Mark. Did you know that about deer?
No, I did not.
Now you do.
Now I do.
What's up?
I've learned a lot from this show. I do.
Okay, all right.
Hunting, fishing, you name it.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, governor might have lost his election yesterday.
I don't know if he lost it or not.
You know, all that, I hope, and I don't know him. I haven't talked to him in 24 years, and then only once in passing. I knew his father much better.
Right.
Which is, knowing him at all is much better. His father was a really great guy, just an incredible man. I hope this is a cynical ploy. The caller before Fran said, well, he's reaching out trying to get votes from the other side. I hope that's the truth.
But
yeah.
In this world, I don't have a choice between him and somebody perfect. And if Ben Jealous wins, I'll leave.
We're going to Delaware.
Well, as it happens, the answer is yes. That's exactly where I'm going.
I mean, even though the administration over there is, you know, of the same strain, kind of, but, you know, yeah.
Delaware is not heaven on earth. We're number 47 on the list of states to retire.
Right, exactly.
They are, I think, 27. That's not one or two.
No, it isn't.
But
no.
It's a lot better than 47.
Right.
So I just have to hope it's a cynical, not so honest ploy by a politician trying to win an election. I'll vote for him and hope for the best, but I stopped throwing boxes away about a year ago.
Right.
Because I'm prepared either way. You can't leave the United States, but you wouldn't want to.
Right.
But you can vote with your feet. And this reminds me of when O'Malley came up with his unconstitutional ideas on gun restrictions.
Sure.
And at that point, I was prepared to go within 6 months. I didn't want to stay and become a criminal, and I wasn't going to get rid of my guns either.
Right.
Well, I'm there now again. I'm not throwing boxes away, and we'll see how it works out.
I hear you.
They won't miss me, and I won't miss them.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I'll still listen to the show. I'll just have to do it over the internet.
Online. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, We got a lot of feedback from all across the country and across the world last week. It was pretty interesting that, you know, we're reaching New Zealand and Ecuador and Florida and, you know, Tennessee. One guy texted me or emailed me and said, I'm listening from Atlanta. So, I mean, it, you know, it's all good, man. It's all good. But it's Maryland politics is tough. Tough. What makes sense to you and me? And, you know, I'm in that world, and I'm not passing any judgment on the governor. Okay, I'm letting our listeners know, letting them form their own opinion, what they think. I think it's important to make note of this, that the governor has rejected the NRA.
Yeah, but you know, all you have to do is stay home, and Ben Jealous will win.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Exactly right.
And you know, there's a terrible endorsement of Hogan when I say, well, he's not as bad as the other guy. But I don't think he is as bad as the other guy.
No. I'm with you.
And if I don't vote, I'm voting for Jealous.
Yep. Exactly right.
So in the real world, that's your choice. I'll vote for him if he wins and if he is serious about redistricting, which I think he is.
Right. There's a lot of other issues out there, you know. So
we could become a two-party state literally within a year.
We could.
And the laws would be much better. Not perfect. It's never going to be heaven on earth for all the reasons that you're much more intimately familiar with than most people. But it would become a much better state to live in. Two out of three county executives are Republican.
That's true.
This is not an ultra left state. It's a
rural, slightly right or left
of middle with an ultra left government because of gerrymandering.
Right, exactly.
If he stops that, I can stop saving boxes.
Exactly. Well, let's hope the second term is, you know, more productive and less contentious than the first term, but it won't be. So,
yeah,
you know, you can only hope.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, you know, I've got 3 years of pictures with the governor showing up at our rally in Annapolis. You know, our Hunter's rally in Annapolis.
Right, but this is the year he's running. This is the year he's running for re-election.
He was there this year again. He wears our orange hat. He says all the right things. Time will tell.
Well, staying home is a vote for Jealous.
I agree.
I do that.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Mark.
Have a good one.
You too. Hey.
Yeah.
Did you hear we're having an event on the Eastern Shore?
No.
Ah, September 19th, a Wednesday night. Maybe you can make it.
Okay, September 19th.
Yep, it's at Annie's.
919 at Annie's.
Yep, 919 at Annie's. You know where Annie's is on Kent Narrows?
I have no idea, but you know.
Oh, it's Annie's Paramount Steak and Seafood House. We had our wedding reception there.
Yeah. Do you have, you'll put something on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
On the web?
Yep.
Good.
Yep,
good.
We will. Okay?
Terrific.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
See you. Okay, we'll take Linda's call, and then we'll take our break for the day and then go back to the callers. Hey, Linda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Just a quick question.
Yes.
The governor shows up in Annapolis every year for the past couple of years.
Yep.
But you said earlier that he did not sign the bill about the poaching.
No, he did not sign the Poaching Restitution Act, but he did allow it to be.
Why? Or is there a reason why?
There was a apparently he asked the attorney general about it, and we got a 5-page letter of gobbledygook, and I think it caused some heartburn for the governor. And he let it become law without his signature.
Hard to explain to kids. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
All we want to do is for somebody who illegally removes a deer from the landscape, penalize them, and
we try to teach our kids right from wrong, right?
Exactly. So. All right, Linda, appreciate you calling in.
Thanks.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye. There it goes. Darn it. You got that, Chris? All right. We have time for... No. All right. Hey, Odell, hang in there. We'll get to you in just a second. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They sell firearms, just saying. And they're proud to support the NRA. And if you're looking for a firearm for home protection, if you're looking for a firearm for hunting, we recommend that you go to Clyde Sports Shop. They sell the Browning firearms, the Browning BPS pump, the A5, the Maxis, the BT-99 trap gun. They sell the Buckmark pistols. They're just your full-line Browning dealer, and they have all the ammunition and the gunsmithing to go along with it. Hunting licenses, ammunition. I asked them for a box of ammunition the other day for a gun that's not made anymore, but I own one of them. And they had like 4 boxes, and I said, yeah, I'll be back to get one of those for stock for the gun. And, they had it. Hard to find ammunition, they can get it. Firearms, they can walk you through the whole process. And it's not an easy process, but they can walk you through it, and they help hundreds and hundreds of people every year obtain their firearms. So why not check with Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Then the 24/7 fishing hotline, 247-FISH.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Not exactly your typical Baltimore weekend summertime forecast. East wind off the Atlantic today, rain likely all day. In some places, this weekend could end up with several inches of rain. Coastal low working up the Atlantic seaboard, moving north. 76 this afternoon with widespread rains. I'm Scott Laurie, more of the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated #1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good.
The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I ain't never shot no big rag buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed 'cause I got no luck. Yeah, pretty bad at hunting deer.
Odell and Curtis Bay. There's the music, but what do you have to say in the next 25, 30 seconds?
I said that about Hogan. You know what you get with him, but if you don't go and vote, you don't know which one to get with jealous.
That's true. You got
and
it, buddy.
Then, I think he just says what people want to hear at the time, like Trump does sometimes. You know what I mean?
I got
we
it.
Do that.
All right.
But enjoy your show.
Thanks,
and
Odell.
Got all right, it. Don't get on you too much about saying Kathy.
No, that's all right. Robin's good with it. She knows it. All right, Odell. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You too. Have a blessing.
Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.